Nobody likes getting pulled over by police and getting a ticket, but sometimes we cheat a little, let's admit it, and count our lucky stars when there are no police around. Well, doesn't matter now. With the growth of devices like red light cameras, we can get tickets even without getting pulled over. And our first guest today has a problem with the devices. Jay Bieber is the executive director of Safer Streets LA, and he documents issues with devices like red light cameras, primarily in Southern California. But he's compiling data about the cameras in use in Redding and other places. Jay, thanks for joining us on The Exchange today.
Thanks so much for having me on.
How did you get started with the Safer Streets LA?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I got started in here in Los Angeles, and I'm primarily the person that convinced the city of Los Angeles to end the red light camera program here. And it's because I saw a report on the news, interestingly enough, that said that the red light cameras here in Los Angeles were causing more collisions, not less collisions. And I found that interesting, and I started doing research and have a science degree. And you know, I just started looking at it from a science perspective, from an engineering perspective, and I found out that you know, two things. Number one, that in a lot of places, the red light cameras can cause rear-end collisions because people overreact, so they slam on their brakes and try to stop when they don't have to. And then the person behind them doesn't realize they're about to do that, and they hit them. And then the other thing is that, you know, the benefit of the red light camera is supposedly that we're going to stop a lot of people from, you know, causing these catastrophic collisions. They call them broadside collisions. That's what people think about when they think about red light running. But there's different kinds of red light running. Like there's a follow through and a left turn is red light running. You know, just following the car right in front of you, and the light runs out on you as you make the turn. Also, rolling right turns, which is, you know, where somebody is coming down and making a right turn. You're supposed to stop first before you do that, but because, you know, your vision is clear and people see that there's nobody there for them to hit or whatever, they don't completely come to a stop, so they just roll the turn. That's also red light running. So there's a different kinds of red light running, and I found that when you look at the numbers, that red light cameras really don't improve safety all that much, if at all. The jury is way out on whether or not they actually do anything at all. And so, you know, I really got interested in the subject, and I realized that, you know, a lot of times that the cameras are just there for revenue enhancement, and they're really not there for safety. I know that, you know, people will say, oh, they're for safety, but, you know, when you see what's going on in certain places, and Redding being one of them, you can see that, yeah, this is about we got to collect a lot of ticket revenue. And that's sort of why I try to bring this information to people, and, you know, let them decide for themselves whether they think that this is the right thing to do.
So it sounds like exhaustive research. I mean, have you any idea how many different red light cameras you've looked at, how many different intersections you've examined?
Thousands and thousands.
Really?
Yeah, across the state and also across the country as well. I get calls and contacted people from Florida and New Jersey, where I'm originally from, and all over the country. I had somebody from Denver call me the other day, a city council member there who was skeptical of his program, and he wanted to know what was really going on. And you know, it's really interesting because it's a much more complicated issue than what most people would think of, like, we'll just stop at the red light, you know, because there's a lot of engineering involved, there's physics involved having to do with how long the yellow light needs to be, and, you know, whether or not the protocol that we use in this country is the appropriate way of doing that. I was about 2 years ago, I was on a subcommittee of it's an organization within the state of California that decides these sorts of engineering determinations of, like, how long their light needs to be, where signs need to be, things of that nature. And I was on a subcommittee there looking at how long the yellow light needs to be and what the protocols are for it. And we said, you know what, we're not really doing the public correctly, and we need to change this. And we made some changes, and we've seen some really, really good improvements in terms of how many people run a red light, but just simply by doing the engineering properly.
Well, I was going to ask then, with the thousands and thousands that you've done, not just in L.A., but all over the country, do you get the impression that they were working correctly as first installed anywhere?
Not usually. And here's what happens. A lot of people think that like a city will put in a red light camera and then lower the yellow light time, you know, so they can ticket a lot of people. And that has happened. We've seen that in some places. But really what's happening is that if you know what you're doing, and the red light camera companies, they're in business to make millions and millions and millions of dollars, so they know where you can look at where the engineering is faulty or where there's going to be sort of the way that it's set up at the intersection, that where people are going to make a lot of these mostly inadvertent violations or, you know, just kind of sloppy driving a little bit. And they know where that's going to happen in large, large numbers. So they say, hey, put the cameras here because you're going to be able to catch a lot of, you know, bad guys. And, you know, those bad guys are, you know, somebody who runs the light by, you know, 2 or 3 tenths of a second. And just for comparison, the blink of an eye is 4 tenths of a second. So you see what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, very, very, very minor violations by fractions of a second, something that a human being would never be able to tell. A lot of people say, oh, you know, it's no different than if a cop catches you or whatever, but that's not true because you have this sort of photo finish perfect enforcement tool, but a human being would never be able to tell that you did something wrong. And most people have no idea that they did anything wrong because it happens so quickly that you just don't even know that you ran the red light. I hear from so many people saying, I know the light was yellow. I know that you know, that was still yellow when I got into the intersection. But when you see the cameras and the video and the pictures, you know, they're shocked to see, oh, yeah, the light was red. But, yeah, well, if you slow it down to, you know, 1/10 of a second, 2/10 of a second, you can catch those kinds of things. But, you know, in terms of human beings and, you know, the way that we perceive the world, most people have no idea that they've done anything wrong.
Jay Bieber is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the executive director of an organization called Safer Streets LA, which, as you heard, has been crusading for a while now about the improper use, as he sees it, of red light cameras in LA and lots of other places around the country, including Reading, which we'll get to in a moment. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. This is one of the topics, traffic infractions and enforcement generally, in our Vents Day segment following our interview with Jay. But you can join us now again, 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. And apparently it's not just cameras at red lights. I guess I'd never heard of a stop sign camera until I looked at the stuff at Safer Streets LA online.
Yeah, there is nothing in California law that allows the use of stop sign cameras, but there is a small park system here in the Santa Monica Mountains that has taken upon themselves to put in stop sign cameras through this company, same company, by the way, that runs the red light camera company, runs the red light camera program in Reading. They're called Redflex. That's the name of their, they're an Australian company. And they put in stop sign cameras. They are on the East Coast. I know the city of Washington does a lot of ticketing there, and they have stop sign cameras. And again, it's to catch people that make very, very minor violations. You feel a slow roll through a stop sign in a quiet little park system. There's nobody around for miles, you know, and you know, they put the stop signs and they like put up stop signs and then put the cameras there simply because they want to catch people doing something wrong. The stop signs don't need to be in a lot of places where they put them, and we've been working with people in the legislature, a lot of senators who are very skeptical about this kind of thing, and we're trying to make them do the right thing. But the law is a little gray in terms of whether or not they have the authority to do something within their own parklands, but you can't really do it on the streets of the state.
When did you get focused on Reading's cameras? What got you into that situation?
Well, somebody called me or emailed me, I forget, and started to ask me about this. And I also work with someone else. We're just friends. There's another website. Mine is Safer Streets LA, and his is highwayrobbery.net. And he compiles a lot of the data and that I look at, because he goes to all the different cities and asks them for the reports every month, and he, you know, spends the time putting them on his website. And and you know, we look at that, and then we found that, you know, the city made a change in early 2015, and they put in this extra camera, and they're ticketing thousands and thousands of people now when they had only been ticketing a couple hundred people. And so you know, and there's specific reasons for that. We're happy to get into that as we discuss this. But that's, you know, that's sort of how somebody usually somebody contacts me and said, I got this ticket. Do you know what's going on, and what do I do about it?
So you said that there'd been a change in what, procedure, policy? What was
it? They put in an additional camera at the intersection of Cypress and Hilltop, and they're enforcing in two different directions. They're enforcing southbound Hilltop onto Cypress, and then I think it's eastbound Cyprus onto Hilltop, and mostly those tickets are going to be for the left turn from Cyprus onto Hilltop, and for the rolling right turn from Hilltop onto Cyprus, as people are trying to get onto the highway, onto the 5. So, but the reason that it seems that they did this, and obviously you can't tell why somebody did something unless they're candid with you. But what was happening was the way a lot of these programs work is that the red light camera companies come into the city and say, we're going to put in this great enforcement tool. You'll be able to stop a lot of these red light runners and make your intersections really safe. And you pay us per month for doing this at each location. And you never will have to pay more than what money comes back in ticket revenue. And so it sounds like this great deal, and, if you make more than that, you get to keep the difference, and if you make less than that, we don't charge you as much. But what happens is they call this a cost-neutral contract, and there's some debate as to whether that's legal in the state of California, but it's what Redding has. And what happens is the red light camera companies, if you don't pay them as much as the rent is for the cameras, they hold this negative balance against it every month until there are months when you do have enough money to pay it off. Well, Redding was had a program that wasn't particularly abusive, and so they were only getting about $30,000 or so back per month in ticket revenue. And the tickets themselves are like $500 or more, and the city gets back a fraction of that. So they're getting back about $30,000 a month ish, and they had this huge negative balance with Redflex. So somebody, and again I don't know who it was, had this bright idea. Well, let's put in this other camera, and we'll put it in this location. We know we're going to be able to get a whole lot of rolling right turn tickets there. We'll be able to get these left turn tickets. They're not particularly dangerous, so you don't really have a safety problem that you're trying to solve. But you'll be able to ticket all these people, and we'll be able to make back the money that you owe us. And then after we clear that balance, the city will start making money on it. And so, when you look at it and you say, well, why for years and years and years did they not have a camera there? Why were they not ticketing for rolling right turns? Well, clearly, there was this negative balance, and it seems like they had to clear it up. So that, again, seems like what, the reason why they put this camera in.
And let's take some calls here for Jay Bieber, the executive director of Safer Streets LA. Here's Tim in Eureka. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area, and I have a couple of observations. Number one, whatever happened to motorcycle cops? Last I checked, they were still employed and still in the force, and they could use discretion and check these things out in a more rational fashion. And number two, with regard to San Francisco in particular, because it's relevant to this discussion, it's important. My understanding was, and I watched the installation of these cameras happen on 19th Avenue, which is the major thoroughfare from the Golden Gate Bridge down to Highway 280. Mm-hmm. There was such a citizen outrage at the errors in these cameras that they had to shut them down. They went to, I think Gavin Newsom was the mayor then, who's now the lieutenant governor, and people were furious. They were furious for not only because of the errors, but also because the way it was billed, it was too late to go into court, or they had these hideous charges. And last but not least, I've been involved in numerous court cases where the actual metering lights, the electronics of the lights themselves, red to yellow to green, they're prone to error. I've had cases where people die because the lights screw up, and people die. I'm against unsafe drivers as much as anybody, but I'd like to hear your commentator make a comment on this, because there has been universal outrage at the pattern. It's sort of an extortion racket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get a response. Thank you for that, Tim. Appreciate it. So, Jay?
Yeah, well, first of all, everything that he says for the most part is correct. We look at... let's talk about the engineering, the yellow lights, and that real quick, which is that, there's this formula that you can use, and you can determine whether or not the light needs to be, how long the light needs to be, and it has to do with how fast people are driving on the road and their perception reaction time. And what the state had been doing was saying, well, you can just base that based on the posted speed limit, and a lot of times that has nothing to do with how fast people are going. People, they lower these speed limits for various reasons. And so They were sort of undercutting the yellow time, and we made them make that a change on that. But for turning lanes, currently there isn't a better protocol, and we're still working on making those changes. So they know that for straight through violations, which is really the dangerous kind of violation, they can't make as much money anymore on straight through violations because they can't short the yellow light time. On turning lanes now, especially left turn lanes, they can kind of short the yellow still, and they can, you know, generate a lot of tickets. As far as the citizen outrage is concerned, he's absolutely right about that. You know, everywhere these cameras are put in, citizens, once they understand how they work and what's going on and living under that system, they get very, very upset. And unfortunately, they don't really do anything about it. We'd like to see more people, show up to, say, to Reading City Council and talk to your elected officials and explain this to them and how this is really hurting people. And there's a whole much larger debate on the issues of traffic tickets in the state of California. As I mentioned earlier, you know, these tickets are $500 a piece. And for those people of lesser means, you know, for making this minor little fraction of a second violation or an infraction, where you just, you know, your wheels didn't stop turning as you made the rolling right turn, or you followed somebody through in a left turn, you know, for $500 to make that kind of a traffic mistake as you're driving is, you know, it really burdens people. And for some people, you know, they can't pay the ticket. If they don't pay the ticket, they'll lose their license, then they can't keep their job. I mean, it really puts people in poverty.
Tim said something about San Francisco not using them anymore, and you said earlier
San Francisco still has a program. They may have moved things around or whatever, but, you know, interestingly enough that he brings up San Francisco is that, you know, they made a report back to the Board of Supervisors or whatever, and we've seen that report, and it shows, if you look at the history of these cameras, it shows that there hasn't been any improvement in safety at these intersections, even though, you know, they claim that it's a great program and we're saving lives. If you look at the numbers and you look at the statistics on it, you can't really see, hey, I put in the cameras and we've gotten, you know, this decrease in collisions, because that's really what it's all about. You want to make your streets safer, and if you can't really tie those things together, then what's the point of doing this other than, hey, we can just catch a lot of people that are doing something wrong.
All right, let's have another call here, final call here for Paul and Talent. Welcome to the Exchange with Jay Beaver from Safer Streets LA.
Yeah, Jay, thanks for doing the work that you're doing. I've been following the Medford Police Department's use of Redflex, the camera company, and over two-thirds of their income goes right back to Redflex as a corporate profit. But this is the social justice issue, because governmental fines create an onus that burden that can't be escaped by poor people. Here in Medford, for instance, they've had these cameras in for about 8 years now, and each year they generate about $750,000 in fines. That's money coming right out of the pockets of local Medford people that could be spending it on goods and services other than maintaining the state government and the police force. Mm-hmm. In those instances, they don't correct the situations in terms of violations occur. They're consistently set up, particularly camera bands, mm-hmm. the Redflex offering, and they set up in areas where there's transition points between speed limits, particularly, like, for instance, on locally in Medford, Highland Drive, where the
okay, Paul, I need to move it along. Get some response here from Jay. This is similar to what some stuff I noticed that you did in Beverly Hills, with a speed limit drop by 5 miles an hour just before the light, and the light was attuned to the lower speed limit for the shorter yellow.
Right, and that's true. And I'll tell you that intersection in Beverly Hills, we're working with the city now, and, you know, I work very closely with the person that runs that program, and we're sharing information. And the city, based on the work that we did at the state level, has increased all of their yellow times. And as they did that at that one particular intersection you're talking about, they were using a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit, which defaults to 3.2 seconds. They've now increased that to about 4.2 seconds. So then an additional second. Their violations there have gone down 90%. They were issuing thousands and thousands of tickets. Now they're issuing just a couple every month. And that's the right way to do it. If you're going to put up the cameras, again, I don't agree with the fact that they improve safety, but if you really believe you're doing something, if you're ticketing a lot of people, if you're ticketing thousands and thousands of people, you're doing something wrong. Because it's not about just, hey, let's just catch people. It's about, hey, how do we stop the violations from happening in the first place? And you do that with